And at this point in time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to John Alexander, that is going to facilitate the Q&A for us.
Oh, here's another mess I've got myself into. I've been putting this over here. Those that don't know a lot about me, I have a background as a facilitator in a lot of different situations corporate-wise. I'm also the chair of the Rockport Planning Board, and I don't have a dog in this race. I have a boat in the harbour on the north side, and I live in Rockport. I have been in discussion with some of my friends who are vociferously against this, and nevertheless, I'm going to try and do what I can to help get everybody's opinions out in the open. Now, before I begin, I just want you to reflect on something. Many of you will remember Sir Winston Churchill. I just about remember him. He was a very great man. When he had a decision to make, a difficult decision, he used to get a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. And on one side, he used to write the pluses of that decision, and on the other side, he used to write what his concerns are. So I'm going to ask you to all behave like Sir Winston Churchill this evening, and act in an organized way. I'll capture your thoughts. Now, as I understand it, the piece in pink is a given. That's not under discussion. They're allowed to go and do that. If I'm wrong about that, I guess we'll find out. What we're discussing is the proposed idea in green. Right? That's what we're talking about, and that's where they want feedback. So, having said that, let's just begin, and I'll take you at random. If you could just call out, and I'll write the pluses up first, okay? What do you think the pluses of this might be? Yes, right at the back. Stand up, shout at me.
We're on TV. If people could come to the podium, then their questions will be captured so that other people at home can hear them.
And I think black ink.
What?
Can't see.
We need black ink.
What is it you can't see?
The red.
Can't see the red.
Oh, I'll use black. Alright. Okay. But if you shout out to me, I'll be able to hear.
I have a question.
That's what I have.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
I don't have a plus or minus. I have questions, things that were not discussed in this presentation that are of concern to me, and I would like to hear more information about.
Well, let me hear the question then.
The question is capacity. What are the size of the boats that we're going to be serving in the BIG-funded area, and how many of them at any given time?
Okay, is there
and
anything else?
And also, if we're going to be going ahead and talking about the concept for the rest of the harbor, I also want to talk about that same issue, capacity, the size of boats that we're talking about,
rest
and the
of
number
harbor.
Of boats that we're talking about being able to serve.
Okay.
If we change the configuration of the public land.
Very good. I think what we'll do on that basis, we'll get all the questions out, because if we try to answer one question at a time, we'll be here till tomorrow morning. Let's hear the questions. Yeah?
I want to thank Mr. Moran for answering a lot of my questions and clearing up some misconceptions. In most cases, as many questions as were answered, more have arisen.
So,
and I don't have the time to
okay.
do a week for you to go through all of them. But
so your questions then.
Okay. In going through your proposal that you submitted to BIG for the grant, you have a budget, and line item number 13 indicates the construction of a concrete wharf for additional parking. Proc Marine, I assume that's where you obtained the estimate, for $380,000. I want to understand why that wharf for parking hasn't been shown on any plans. What does it involve, and where is it to be located? Mm-hmm. The other question I have is, on plans that I've looked at that were appended to your application, you also indicate that there will be a fuel tank in the area across the boardwalk area in front of where the gazebo is. And I'm curious, what is the gallonage? Is it going to be in ground? Is it going to be below ground? And also, I have to say I disagree with the contention that what's in the pink area is a foregone conclusion.
I don't know whether it is or not.
Yeah. My understanding is that the big funds are contingent upon Yachting Solutions and its partners obtaining the permits from the Army Corps of Engineers, from submerged lands, from DEP. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Then
it is under discussion.
Then the pink area is not a foregone conclusion.
It has been approved once before.
And that has expired.
Correct.
That is no longer in effect. Today is a new day. We have new interests. We have new people involved. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. I need to get all the questions out, because otherwise we'll be here a long time.
I understand.
Then there's lots of people behind you waiting.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're there behind you. Let's finish his questions. Yeah.
I think I'm okay.
Okay, next one. All right.
Peter Smith, Harbor Management Committee, Coast Guard City Committee, and Festival Director. I have no problems with the big, but what I'm concerned about is the fourth concept on Harbor Park redesignation. And the festival last economic impact on Mid-Coast was last year's, and it was $4.8 million. The Blues Festival is $2.9 million, and Boats Harbors is $1.3 million. With the reconfiguration of Harbor Park, I know the festival itself will lose about 40% of its revenue.
So your question, Peter,
is why do we have to do it?
Why do we have to do it? Okay. All right, next question. Somebody else? More questions? Captain Jack?
I rent space on the middle pier, along with three other boats. So where would we go? If you put the dinghy float in there, and it's going to really impact my business as far, because parking there is very limited.
So where would what be?
Where would I be moved to?
Just give me some way to recall that. I'd be
am I middle pier? And where would I go?
Where would the
three boats that are there
where
also?
The from the middle pier be moved?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And if I did stay there, I could, you know, the impact would be tremendous on me. As far as people and traffic, there'd be no parking for my people. I usually take two or three cars uh-huh. spot every trip, and I do four trips a day. Bob on the morning in Maine can take up to 16 cars a day.
Right.
Richard, not so much. He's a diver. He may have one or two, but I believe there's another boat. I talked to someone today who's going to come in, hopefully by George's.
So I got that as car parking for other commercial operators.
Right. That I'm worried about the parking for my, you know, yes. I mean my customers.
Sure.
And another thing I have, how many partners are involved in this?
How many what?
Partners are involved in this operation.
Okay.
I've heard rumors, and I just want to, that it's, I've heard that Virgil Capital of Darien, Connecticut has put forth $245,980.33. And I have heard that DeMillo Yacht Sales from Portland has put another $245,980.33 into this project. So there's three partners there. Whether I'm misinformed, I don't know. But why are they in this project?
Okay, how many? How many
Connecticut entity and Portland
and why? Right?
So, I'd like to. I know that. You know,
okay.
If it was a local, it would be really
important.
Sure. And I think people should be aware of that.
Yeah. No, I think it's important to get all the questions out, and then they can address them. Yes, sir.
No. I'm looking at the picture here, and I see that the turning basin is getting smaller and smaller.
The turning basin.
Uh-huh. There are two turning basins in Rockland Harbor at the end of both branch channels. One's in Lehrman Cove by the ferry terminal, and the other one is right there. And over the last 25 years, that turning basin has been getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
So
Rockland put in a schooner wharf in Lehrman Cove, which shrunk that basin. Now, you're putting in more marinas, you're putting in more moorings, we're getting more boats, harbor is getting busier, Rockland's getting bigger, you're increasing traffic in the harbor.
So your question is, the turning basin is getting smaller, what do we do?
Well, you have to take into account, you know, you're building this breakwater out there, and now you're choking that turning basin even more, because there was a channel, even though it wasn't part of the Army Corps of Engineers official channels, there was a channel out there, and it was an emergency escape route if boats needed to get out.
I just want to make sure I've got the question. The question is how to ensure the turning basin remains...
I'll tell you, I've got a better way of asking this question. Has this plan, this development plan, for Yachting Solutions Dock and for Harbor Park been part of a comprehensive harbor plan for the entire harbor based on what the future needs of the harbor is going to be and what the future needs of the boating public, both recreation and commercial, is going to be?
So is this plan part of a comprehensive plan for the entire harbor?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Another question?
No, that's
okay.
For now. Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is George Terry, and I live in Rockland.
Thank you.
Very simple question. Northeast of Bowie Park, what are those slips and finger piers that are penciled in under the word closing and slightly to the left? Thank you.
Okay, I got that. What are the slips and piers? Okay. Okay, somebody else. Next question. Is there somebody else? Yes. Okay.
As a mooring owner for almost 25 years, I'm really concerned that there's been no mention of moorings and the impact especially of the wave attenuators.
So what is the impact on existing moorings?
Absolutely. There had been a meeting. We attended that, and at that point, we could only discuss moorings. There was no other point of discussion about the impact overall on as mooring owners, and we're fairly close to where the second proposed attenuator is going to be. Has there been any hydrodynamic studies to project reflected or radiated waves on our different states? Matt has already alluded
Let me make sure I get the question. Have there been studies for doing what?
Predict radiated and reflected waves.
Okay.
On just how much will the wave action be increased in the mooring area. Matt has alluded that during northeast and east winds, the harbor can be very difficult. By extending that attenuator that far for small beach trying to get into shore, what about the safety for that? Because we would actually be going into those waves and in small dinghies. That could be a considerable safety issue.
Okay.
If the harbor becomes very wavy and uncomfortable in moorings, we belong to several commit groups that will not be coming into Rockland if the harbor outside of the inner harbor becomes so uncomfortable, they are not going to want to be bringing their boats into Rockland. And at this point, there has been no discussion about that type of a consideration.
Okay. So will the moorings become uncomfortable?
More than they already
are. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I understand. As long as you've got the question. Neil.
All right, I'll try to be civilized here.
Oh, the question, right?
Yes.
This may be difficult for you, folks.
Having been in this harbor since 1976, really the only impediment to any yachts coming here, and commercial vessels too, is that the original breakwater was never completed. I'm not suggesting the original breakwater be completed, but why hasn't the City of Rockland applied for the same $1 million grant and started a plan of putting floating breakwaters outside the existing mooring field so that the money goes to protect everyone?
So let me get the question right. Why has the city not applied for the same grant, right? Let me make sure I get it, Neil. The same grant, where did it go?
The same here.
Hmm?
Here.
Here. Why have the city not applied for the same grant?
If there's money available for harbor infrastructure, why hasn't the Rockland Harbor Master applied for the same $1 million that a private institution is getting I don't see the landings getting $1 million for protecting their pier. I don't see any of the other marine developments in this harbor getting money. If this is a viable financial investment for you, why do you need tax money?
Okay.
No matter where that money comes from.
Okay, so that's the second question. If it's viable, why do you need tax money? That's what you're asking, right?
I think it's two questions. Why isn't there an outer breakwater in the proposal? Then they won't
yes.
need their inner breakwater to
yes.
protect just them.
Why
the
is
same
there,
dollar impact.
Why is there outer, not an outer breakwater?
Yes.
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 Because you can't tie mangoes to it. Maybe that's the answer.
That was part of the 18.
Okay. Okay. So these questions are all important, but it's also important that we get them all written down so we can then answer them. Is there anything else, Neil?
Not this time.
Not this minute. Yeah.
All right, I'm Lynn Johnson. I guess my question is to the city. Why do you feel that you need more floats to earn more revenue when we pay taxes to support you to be in competition with me?
That's right.
More floats and more taxes.
I don't think that's quite right. And I would think yachting solutions would be right on top of that one, too. Because you will be in direct competition with the city. And then I'd like to know where you get your numbers on what we foresee for transient population.
Did you get the numbers for what?
Transient population. So you're expanding this whole marina. The city's trying to expand. Are there boats that are going to come and use that facility? Or are we wasting our money? And, you know, you're saying that's not taxpayers' money. Somewhere that came from some tax or money that we paid, whether it's from fuel or whatever, but... The one thing I don't like is the city being in competition with private business.
Okay. Somebody have next questions?
Dale Maxey, I don't know. I may have a question here.
Do you have a question?
I may have a question.
Here's
my question. There's no funding for this fantasy that you've got in green, I guess what you're saying. It's a fantasy. You got the cruise ship over there. You know, you're probably encroaching upon the landings. We don't need to be doing that. I think, personally... what we've built so far for infrastructure, the money we've invested in it, new ramps for handicapped accessible. We've got all the marina we need down there for the city, as far as I'm concerned. We don't need to move a cruise ship over there. There's other people who have actually reached into their own wallet in this city, such as Dale Harris, for the expansion they've done down to their place. Who can accommodate these small cruise ships just fine? They're in and out of there all the time. Why are we discussing this fantasy? It's moving the Harbor Masters building over there. I don't see that ever happening.
So your
just
question,
here again.
Your question, which is really more of a challenge, is saying why on earth are we discussing this fantasy?
We don't need to be discussing this because nobody is here for this fantasy. We're here for what's in pink. And Bill, thank you very much for a very civil presentation. I get what you're saying. And when you pointed out that the big grants are really, and this is the point where a lot of people would not really get it, is the big grants are for projects that probably would never otherwise get off the ground.
Correct.
Maybe give a boost, and I get that too. However, as a 40-plus year boater in this harbor, your plan is going right to the heart of what I find special here and why I've invested.
Could you say what that is?
My investment in this harbor is 40-plus years of boating. I bought my own boat recently, and right where you are is one of the prime areas where I'd like to come in and sail and maybe entertain people on the pier. But I think what everybody is here for is what's in pink. The other stuff is of no interest because there's no funding. It's just a fantasy.
Okay, good. Thank you. Just come on up here. If you could be like a newspaper, headline, give me the question first, and I'll get it.
Okay,
that'd be helpful.
Let me just make a little preference. I'm a Rockville resident. I live on Waldo Ave, the other end of the harbor. I don't have a boat. Okay, so I'm just curious, what percent of the mooring holders and what percent of those who use the city docks are Rockland residents?
So what percent of mooring holders and dock users uses Rockland residents?
Right, and I assume from what I've heard about the big, that's all transient, and there won't be any Rockland residents in that area. Is that correct?
That's actually, the project as a whole will include seasonal docking for locals. The BIG portion that was funded of the project, those funds need to be used for transient dock space.
Okay, that's what I thought.
We need to
avoid the discussion until we hear everything.
Yeah.
There's always, incidentally, there's always an idea behind a question. So, what's your question?
Oh, yeah, very, very briefly there. Is the big grant area there, is that going to have any impact on the South Channel usage? And also, just for background, as far as I understand, decision to open or close that is a city decision. So if any of this development hinges on closing the South Channel, the city has the absolute power to decide whether it will happen or not.
Okay, so I'll put that here. Does the city have a say on closing the South Channel?
They do, but they don't. The question is, will this project close that?
Okay, I mean, you're saying they do have it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the chapter verse.
Okay, so another question? Yes, sir.
I'm Dave Getchell. I've been one of the organizers of Boat Show and managed docks at the Pearl for many years. My question is, this current big funded project, are those two docks coming out, do those have, like, wave attenuation? Is that part of what they're doing?
Does it mean the two docks that are there?
The two docks
within
the pink area,
yeah.
If those are offering shelter to the public landing and the dinghy docks, and the 50 dinghies and the 10 or 15 or 30 boats that are tied into the public landing.
Right, you're talking about the ones up near where it says big funding project.
Basically, the extension of the current
dock. Right. You're saying, does that come out?
Is wave attenuation part of what they
are? Okay. Does it offer wave attenuation? Okay. Somebody else? Is there another question somewhere? Yes.
My name is Patty Spalding. I live in Thomaston. I've been mooring in Rockland for 20 years. And I don't have a lot of questions. I have a few questions. But the first thing I want to say is that when I first saw this plan, my initial reaction was that it was very grandiose. And grandiose for in scope and for Rockland.
So the question is it too grandiose?
No, I mean, I think it is. That's not a question.
Well, I'm putting it as a question. I hear the idea.
And talking about the funding and the main DOT, my question is it specific for public use? Because I read something that this new part of Yonic Solutions, what they're doing, is going to be gated, which certainly wouldn't be part of public use. And in terms of moving the Harbor Master's office, the Yacht Club has also rented from them for years, and I share the concern. I share several concerns, and one is the dinghy dock being over there and people having to cross the Federal Channel to get to their dinghy, to get to their boat in their dinghy, and I don't think that that's as safe as what is what we have
so
now.
So the question is what it should is if it's relocated, will parking be as safe as it is?
No. Will people using their dinghies to go out to their boats, it's a longer distance, and also probably be crossing the Federal Channel as well.
So will they be traveling further and have to use the Federal Channel?
Right. And also, my concern is for the parking there as well, because the Yacht Club has a lot of, quite a few regattas where boats from other areas come in, and, you know, it certainly brings revenue to the city. And I don't see where everybody would, number one, park, and number two, be able to, have their boats there.
So it's a park reasonably close to where they've got to take their stuff down to their dinghy.
No, I mean where you would even park.
Oh, where you
would even park. People using the yacht club members.
Got it.
Or anybody using that. And yeah. I also wonder about the presence of the harbor master if, you know, he's way over in Boyd Park.
Yeah. And harbor master may be too far from...
The presence of the harbor master is going to seem kind of tucked away and not with the...
So will the harbor master be tucked away too far from the docks?
Right,
yeah.
And since we're... I guess my question is the part that is between the purple area that Yacht Solutions said they've been approved for.
You mean just above where it says...
Right, out to where the wave finder attenuator is going to be. Is that federal water or is that state
Which
water?
One? You mean the yellow one coming down?
Yeah, between that, yes. Yeah, that right in there where you are.
In there?
Who wants that?
Is that federal water?
Right. Or is that state owned? And does the city have any control over that because I've been paying mooring fee for 20 years for that area for my building?
So is it federal water between the imagined breakwater and where the imagined ship is, right?
Right, right.
No.
The Yacht Solution, the part in purple, okay, and then the part just about that.
Yes.
And then one last comment. Bill asked if we thought that there would be kind of opposition if the breakwater were to be proposed right now. And my response to that would be very simply that the breakwater was for everybody's benefit and not private. Yes, and not private benefit.
So the answer is no.
It's rather moot, really. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. Any other questions? Let me hear from Captain Jack first, and then we have the mayor.
Is this going to be a private marina, like the lock gate, and only people that own boats are allowed down there? I know now there is, I believe, there's a lock gate there, so you can't go down. I know Journey's End, Knights, the landings, you can all go down, look at the boats and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people would like to go down there and look at them. I know there was a boat down there with a helicopter on it last year, and everybody was, ooh, look at the helicopter. But I don't think they have access to those docks. So will that be accessible to the general public? Or I can understand, you know, if you got a $1 million yacht, they don't want you rolling around looking at it. But,
okay.
You know, I think people would like to... Like the accessibility to it.
And by the way, everybody, what's going to happen with these questions? That these will be typed up and they will be fed back to the people that are interested, and anybody who wants them, I'm sure, will be able to get them. So you can make sure that all questions are answered, okay? My commitment is to get them typed and sent tomorrow. All right, so...
My name is Annette. I'm a resident of Rockland, and I just want an explanation or... what that slip is that's between the Rockland Harbor Trail and the pink. There's been no discussion of that inner, looks like an inner, yes,
okay.
That.
Okay,
it's
okay.
I know what it is rains quite extensively.
What do we call that? What are you calling that?
It's just additional marina expansion. Future.
Future marina. So what is the future marina expansion?
You answered the question, actually.
Yeah, that's all right. I got it. It may need a bit further development. Future marina expansion. Okay. Okay, somebody else is... Mr. Parker.
I would just like to cut to the chase here. You have a slide showing your 2008 original proposal there. Could you bring that up?
What's your question while it's bringing up?
No, I want everybody to look at the picture.
Everybody look at the picture now. This one?
Is that the 2008?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so my question is for...
We prefer to look at that one.
My question is, and this would be for everybody here and now, if this was all they wanted to build, would you be willing to go home at this point?
Okay.
Because nobody has a problem with that. It's the overreach, the scale of what you're doing, that is just not tenable. Eliminating that South Channel, which is a safety vent for a lot of maritime traffic, you would end up creating such an enormous mooring field that, you know, There's 20 days a year at least where people are coming in the fog. That south channel is essential for reaching the town landing. That south channel is breaks up the mooring field so that you can enter in a way that's closer to your vessel when you're trying to locate it in the fog. It as somebody else said, it's a relief valve, and it is essential, and you just can't go blocking it off.
Actually, you know, it was a worthwhile question, and I'm just going to step outside a little bit and ask people, just give us an indication. If all we were talking about was the original proposal plan that wasn't built, would you be saying, yeah, that's fine, or would you... Do I see a hand? Yeah, that's fine.
Without a gate.
No gate. And that's just a quick feedback to Neil's question. Okay, well, you come up now. Not very often you get to control the mayor at one of our own meetings, is it?
I just want to point out that we did ask our city attorney to come. And like everyone else, I've been trying to get up to speed about what the law is.
Okay.
I didn't know that how it worked in terms of who controlled the harbor, who controlled the outer harbor. So I do think we should take advantage of the fact that Mary Costigan is up here from Portland and can just walk us through, because Ron, that's new to me what you just said about Rockland controlling the South Channel. And I'd really like to know what's ours to decide, what's other people's to decide, and how do we do this so that it works for everyone. Thank you.
I just want to point out to everybody really, that the normal way of thinking about things is to do what's recognized as ready, aim, fire. A creative process, this could easily be, is where you get ready, fire, and then take aim. So you see where things land and readjust accordingly, which is what I think is happening. Your question, yes.
There were some artist renditions that were shown which show the wave attenuating pier extending out beyond where the pier ends presently.
And the question about the...
And the question is, why did the individuals that prepared that fail to include the large yachts that are going to be tied up there?
That's right.
Because we're not looking at a structure which is simply going to be breaking the waves. We're also looking at what's going to be used. Those three fenders going off to the northeast, those are all for mega yachts. Their proposal is all about a mega yacht basin. And there will be mega yachts all along there which are going to be affecting the view. And it's interesting to me that that was not included in the...
So
I'm asking why. Why didn't you do that?
Well, let's put it another way then. As this discussion goes forward, one of the things you'd like to see is a rendition of what it would look like when there are large ships there.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Yes.
Good evening. My name is Everett Spear. I live in Rockland. Just thank you to the presenters tonight. I think they did a good job and it was informative. My question is to the City Council in that will they afford the public the opportunity to wait to provide comment? Because I assume the way this permitting works that the governing authority of the city will weigh in these permits and give an opinion to the governing authorities or either show their support or show their disapproval. And my question is, that I certainly hope that the city affords the public the opportunity to come and speak.
So, city, will you give the public an opportunity to comment as the process goes forward?
Because my understanding is what the timely issue is what's in pink, what's been funded. That's the 2008, what was previously approved, permitted. What they're proposing or show tonight, you know, is different from that. The permits are 10 years old. I assume they've expired. So the city's got to weigh in on those. And I just want this, my concern is that the city provide a forum to deal with all the green. That was nice. I mean, I agree with all the issues and a lot of the things, and they were kind enough to lend their design time to address these other cities' issues. But really what we're dealing with, time critical issue, is what's in the pink.
So I got your question, right?
Yes.
And I think it's worthwhile. It's my understanding of what the mayor said when she opened the meeting was that this is the beginning of the process, and the idea is to engage and involve as many as the public that want to be involved in open forum discussions. Is that right? Did I get that correct?
The
did.
She's nodding. Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. You know, and like the panel, for instance, I mean, that's a governing item. I assume that's going to require city council's action to change.
Yeah.
It's an ordinance, and I would hope that they entertain the public hearing on it, if you look more into the others.
Of course, yeah. Yes, there was a hand up? No. Okay. I had hoped to get some questions and concerns, but we're dealing with the questions and concerns and built in our answers, I guess. So, let's see. Okay, next question.
I'm Al Hodgson, not a resident of Rockland, resident of Fairfield. But we have a boat here in the harbor. It's been here for at least 20 seconds.
A long time.
Well, I've been a member of the yacht club since 1996. And I get a feeling that was the yacht club ever, or members of the yacht club ever involved in the stakeholders? I think it's very important that they be involved. What I see here in this, in the BIG funded area, I think the general feeling is that that's not bad and part of it, we can live with it. I think we can. My concern is that other dock that goes out there between the pier and the mainland, the harbor wall. That, I think, this pier in the big area is for transient boats. What's a transient boat? 1 day? 2 days? 1 week? Or whatever.
Okay.
The other pier, if that's for seasonal renting, then you're going to have boats sitting in there all season long, tied up to a pier. And the chances are that those boats are going to be all power boats is pretty high. But there may be some boats that can get in there. I think I could with the Sea Jet.
All right.
But she's got a wing keel. And the other thing is, is this going to be submitted in phases? For example, just the big portion now in the applications, for example, going to the Natural Resource Protection Act. And can I be included as a stakeholder?
Can you be included what?
As a stakeholder with the DEP. This is the DEP review.
Yeah.
We do a lot of those. And I would like to be informed and be considered as a stakeholder or intervener in the review process.
So will you keep all stakeholders?
I don't. Yeah, they can do what they want. I just want to be on it.
Stakeholders informed, right?
As an individual.
Have I got it?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the question.
Okay. Any more questions? So, if there aren't any more questions, what would you like to do at this stage? You want to get into answering all of these? I would suggest now's not the time to do it, but to move forward with your process and come back and address these and other questions that people will get.
And I think it's under our home rule that we're allowed to do it.
Or you may want to spend a bit more time doing other things now. What do you want?
I guess that's up to the group. If they want to take a few questions, that's fine. But as you said, it probably all can't be addressed this evening.
Right.
So if we wanted to pick a few, that'd be fine. But we can, people can email, and we'll respond to every question that's on that list.
Right.
Between the city yachting solutions and.
So my commitment to everybody is for the city to get these questions tomorrow. And then what's the process going forward, Tom?
Basically what we can do is put them on the website. We'll take all the questions, mm-hmm. We'll put them on the website, and there's going to be more future public outreach on this anyway, so okay. We can address them at other meetings also.
Tom, in the interest of shared facts, can we have Mary speak for a few minutes about where we are?
There's a question here, yes. What's the question?
My question was maybe we could have a meeting where we took these questions chapter and verse and addressed them in a public forum as opposed to email.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me put that. Let me put this here. Can we have a public meeting?
to address the question.
I don't answer everything.
Okay. And I think the answer to that is a resounding yes. John.
So what email address do people use if they want to send in a question?
So what email address are?
I think they can go to the harbor or to the city manager.
Okay, city manager.
Website.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure we have time this evening for our attorney to address the water rights.
Okay, so if we're done here, then I'll sit down and take these notes and go and have dinner with my wife, who's waiting on me for a romantic dinner this evening. And if I don't get there soon, it won't be that romantic. Okay.
So can we turn it over to Mary?
Okay. All right. Thanks for your patience, everybody. Thank you.